Plácido Domingo has done concerts like this in the Far East, Europe, and Mexico, he says it's a nice change from his usual performance schedule in opera houses.
Between singing and conducting, I might have something like 45 performances in opera, but then I do between 5 or 10 concerts. We make a combination, so to try to please everybody, operatic music, of course, zarzuela, the music of my parents, the zarzuela, the Spanish music, operetta, Broadway, and songs.
He'll be joined by a pair of sopranos from his Young Artist program and accompanied by the Berklee Symphony. The first half of the program will mark the bicentennials of Richard Wagner and Giuseppe Verdi, including some arias they wrote for baritone.
Verdi has been one of my favorite composers always. And doing the tenor parts, I always was thinking about the baritone parts because I think Verdi wrote such a phenomenal music for the baritone.
Baritones are often given the role of fathers, and Plácido Domingo says part of Verdi's inspiration for those roles came from his own personal tragedy.
He lost his children and his wife when he was very young, you know, so the most beautiful pages sometimes is with Verdi singing with a daughter or with a son.
Plácido Domingo says even though the Greek theater is a big outdoor space, he's looking to make it feel more intimate.
It's kind of informal. I mean, it looks like it's a big place, but at the end the public feel just like they are at the living room, that we are performing in a living room, you know.
The Saturday night concert is presented by Another Planet Entertainment and Cal Performances. Domingo says he actually ends up singing more in these concerts than when he's in an operatic role. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Freiman-Wire.